No Sundays for Grace Egan. She's a young star at the Carlton Footy Club, no doubt in the middle of pre-season. Shane, did you watch her first year last year? It was one of the more impressive first years in the AFLW. Average 14 touches, 5 tackles. I want to talk about her tackling game, by the way.
Can I just say, did I see it? I heard about it regularly from her coach.
Daniel Harford.
Yeah, at 3AW.
Let's welcome the woman herself. Grace is with us live on Sports Day. Grace, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Excited for another big year? You're not going to get any second year blues on us, are
you? No, I'm so excited for my second year, especially because we didn't get to finish it off last year. So even more excitement for this year to come.
Grace, it's interesting you say last year because I'll be honest, even the coach, he might not say this publicly, but he harbours a bit of frustration at that season being cut short. He had that premiership medallion. He already had a place for it at home. How much does that drive you going into 2021? The fact that there might have been a missed opportunity in 2020 by no fault of your own?
Honestly, it just makes us a lot stronger going into the next season. Us girls, we won that last final and we found out on our way home about the season being just called off all of a sudden. So it just makes us a lot stronger and unites us as a team again because we all were so close to what we thought we would come close to winning the medal. So, yeah, it's just something that we will go for again this year.
Been a pretty tough year in sport. You've obviously seen the men go into hubs and a lot of unknowns around their season. Were you fearful of what might happen with the AFL going into 2021 should COVID not become under control?
Yeah, obviously there was some fear there in if they were going to have it, if they weren't, but as soon as the AFL announced that the women's was always going to go ahead, the doubt went away. And I suppose whatever they threw at us, whether it be hubs or fly-in, fly-out kind of stuff, all us girls were happy to do it because we just wanted to get the season going again because it got finished so quickly.
Grace, what was the biggest adjustment you reckon you had to make going from VFLW into the AFL?
Personally, I don't feel like there was a massive step from the VFL to the AFL just because at this moment in time, the women are playing in the AFL girls are playing in the VFL, which is something that I found really helpful. I suppose the only thing is just like how hard you work because it's definitely a massive step going from training in VFL to training in the AFL. Yeah, that's probably the most thing.
Now, I've been told by my producer that you actually live with Maddie Prespakis and Taylor Harris. That's a fairly formidable trio if you go down to the park and kick the footy around. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into what it's like living with those other two girls? Because I can only imagine that if you were to accidentally eat Taylor Harris's Weet-Bix, she's pretty feisty with the boxing gloves that she wouldn't take it.
It is the most... It's the best time I've ever had. You're always on your toes and you never know what's next. You got Taylor Harris with the boxing gloves and then you got Maddie Prespakis just who could just come at you at any moment. So you're really on your toes the whole time. But honestly, it's the best household I've ever lived in. I'm loving it so much.
Now, come on, just give us some dirt. Who's the tidy one? Who's the dirty one? Who doesn't do the dishes? Who's constantly cleaning the house? And what kind of housemate are you?
Well, honestly, I think I'm the clean one. I'm always cleaning. Taylor brings all her cool, different, unique bits and pieces around the house. She's got a draft in our house, and like a wooden draft, and she's got
a wooden giraffe.
Things. Yeah, that girl has lots of different things that you would never even expect. She's pretty cool. And Maddie's just crazy. She's never stops that one. She's just always on a high. She never has any downtime.
They're the ones you've got to worry about, Shane. They're the housemates you have to worry about.
It should be like the Tassie Devil around the house. She is on the footy field, Maddie Prespakis, that's for sure.
Grace, we want to keep chatting to you. So if you can just hold on over the break for us, you've got a very odd nickname that someone at Carlton told me today. I want to know where it started and where it's going.
And we want the dirt on the coach as well.
Yeah, I've got plenty of that. Don't worry. Grace Egan's with us, young star of the AFLW side for the Carlton Football Club. This is Sports Day with Sam McClure and Shane McInnes. We'll be right back. with the Carlton star herself, Grace Egan. Grace Egan is with us, the young star, Carlton's best first-year player in the AFLW this year. The Blues are welcoming on a new co-major partner. Wheezo is the name. It's an asthma management solution. Head to wheezo.com to find out more. Grace, before we get to your very strange nickname, I just wanted to make clear to our listeners, you had a game this year where you had 18 disposals and 11 tackles against the Pies. Now, he's going to be very angry that I'm doing this because I've done it to him before if he's listening. Matthew Richardson had 9 tackles in his first 2 seasons of football. You've had 11 in a game.
Yeah.
When did tackling become such a massive part of your game?
I don't know. It just, if you want to get the ball, you got to go get it somehow. So if you want to get it, I don't know. It's something I just feel like is an important part of playing footy, and tackling people is kind of fun.
Love it.
Grace, take me through the AFLW. Do you like where it's at? Are you happy with it? Are there any rules that you would change? It's fair to say, and I know sometimes we get criticised in the media for saying this, sometimes the complaint is that it doesn't open up enough, and that can be a complaint too with the AFL as well. Are there any rules that you would change in particular that you would like to see the direction of the AFLW going? Because, let's be honest, it is still very much in its infancy.
At the moment, I feel like the rules are pretty good. I wouldn't change all that much, but it'd be nice to see a bit more flow in the game. As people say, it's just very stop and start, and it doesn't go very far. But that's to come. We're just starting. This is our 5th year. So, yeah, as the years go on, things will get a lot better, as it has over the past 5 years.
Grace, why is your nickname Greg?
Pardon?
Why is your nickname Greg?
Look, honestly, I wish I had the funniest story ever. But I really don't. I really don't. Yesterday I said maybe it's because one time I kissed a boy, but no, it's just come from when I was at Richmond, there was 2 Graces, and I didn't like the fact that there was 2 Graces, and my captain come up to me and just put 2 and 2 together, so the start of Grace and the start of Egan and Greg. Greg just come from that, so
Simple stories are the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, no one's ever thought of it, and it's stuck ever since. Never gone
right. That was my next question. So it has stuck. So everyone calls you Greg.
So I tried to, when I got drafted over to Carlton, I tried to leave it at Richmond. I didn't want it to come with me until Taylor Harris yelled it out in our first practice match, and it's stuck ever since. And I would never, I don't think I even go by the name of Grace anymore. It's just Greg.
Wow.
Taylor ruined it.
Taylor did ruin it, but I love it. I've taken it in now. I love it.
Greg, as we let you go, just give us one nice bit of dirt on the coach, Daniel Harford.
Daniel Harford absolutely loves himself. He loves his calf muscles and how big they are. And he actually got a really nice action shot at training last night of him taking on one of us girls. So you have to tell him to bring up that photo because it was absolutely a ripper.
So he even
new profile picture.
So he even makes training all about him. Great.
Oh, yeah. But if the coach is pretty happy with himself, then it just goes through the team. So
yeah, good cover. You can roll with that, but don't worry. We'll bring him back down to earth.
Greg, it's been great chatting. One of the highlights of the year for me, this interview. Your zest for footy in life is second to none on this show that we've heard. So congratulations on what you've achieved so far, and good luck for your second year. I'm sure you'll dominate.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's good chatting to you.
Good on you, Grace. I'm sure I can guarantee you we will be chatting to her again before the start of the season. Your zest is a very good word, Sam.
Greg.
And it's so, you know, I was looking at it and I thought, I wonder if it came from the first 2 letters of her first name and the first 2 letters of her last name.